about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Yeah, dude, this is pretty good, but you gotta check this out.
Oh, this is good, but check this out.
Yeah, dude, I get it, but you gotta check this out.
And this is so great. I love this, but here, check this out.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I don't know. I'm solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy.
And now,
the cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Call 1-800-980-8637.
Our feature presentation.
What's up, Miss Cleo?
Yeah, she died yesterday, Kevin. And I forgot that she existed on the planet. I hadn't heard the words Miss Cleo, I bet, in 20 years.
Yeah, same.
Just out of the blue, Miss Cleo died. I'm like, what? Guess how old she was?
It seemed like she was about 35 when she was a psychic. So,
right?
So I would say, boy, I would say 60.
Very close. She was 53. And I was shocked because I thought she was much older than that back when she was on TV. But she was only 53 years old when she died yesterday of cancer. She, for folks who don't remember Miss Cleo, she was this crazy Jamaican lady who used to read the tarot cards. And you would call her, and she did all these TV commercials. You would call her on the phone, and she would help you with life questions and advice. And, of course, none of it was real. She was an actress. She was playing a part. She wasn't Jamaican. She's from L.A. She came up with the character and then ended up getting into tarot card reading. And ended up being part of a massive settlement with the government because the company that she was with, the Psychic Readers Network, ended up overcharging most of the people that called. And then they'd make it very difficult for you to get your money back. And then if you didn't pay, they would, you know, they'd aggressively come after you. And it just turned into a big mess. And that's why she stopped doing it.
Don't you think they would tread lightly if they knew that it was a complete scam?
Yes, I would think so, too. And the fact that there were lots of people who were willing to call and talk to Miss Cleo and other psychics in the organization, you'd think, hey, we're printing money here. We've got no skills, yet people are paying us $3.99 a minute or whatever it is to talk to us. Let's maybe just take that and be happy with it. And instead, what they decided to do was charge them way more than that. So it was a bad deal.
Morning, anyway. Everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday. It's the 27th of July.
It is all of those things. You probably didn't watch any of the convention last night once again?
No, sir. Playing poker.
It was super fun?
Nope.
It was.
No.
I like the old people. I know you have no time for the people that dress up with the silly hats. Because they're too excited about the convention.
Yeah, I don't really, yeah.
I like the old people that show up.
Anybody that's that excited about the convention, I automatically am afraid of.
Here's a, from the great state of Arizona, Kevin, your home state. Here's a 102-year-old woman who's a delegate speaking at the convention.
I am proud to be joined here by Jerry Ehrman, age 102. Madam Secretary. Arizona cast 34 votes for Senator Sanders.
And 51 votes for the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Listen to that voice for a 102-year-old. Wow, isn't that amazing?
She was bringing it.
She was bringing it. She was born long before the woman had the right to vote, by the way, and now she is casting delegates for her state for Secretary Clinton. I thought that was very cool. Now, here's another woman that I think you'll fall deeply in love with. She's only 87, but she has a voice that you'll never forget.
Oklahoma, you have 42 votes. How do you cast your votes?
The great state of Oklahoma is proud to be here at the Democratic Convention. I'm proud to recognize Isabel Baker, the matriarch of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma.
All right, so she's 87 years old. She's the matriarch of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. Are you prepared for her voice?
Can't wait.
Are you? I think you need to lower your headphones a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe back away from the controls.
All right.
Okay? Here comes Isabel.
Greetings!
from this great state of Oklahoma, the 38 tribal nations. I was born in 1929.
Okay, so she starts her speech.
Wow.
And first of all, I can't believe it's her voice is the stuff of nightmares. God bless her.
Is she talking through a hole in her neck where she spokes?
It sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
When she starts, I was born, I'm thinking, oh, no, she's not going to give a big, long speech, is she? I'm wondering how long she's going to go.
Are you kidding?
Only 9 years after women were granted the right to vote. I never thought that I would live to see this day.
What was the, throw mama from the trade? That's what I'm thinking when I listen to this one. Remember that old lady? Remember her?
Super annoying.
A little more.
So tonight, I'm deeply honored to help cast our state's votes for the first woman president.
I mean, if she's your mom and you love her, you don't pick up the phone when she calls, right? You're like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
Of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
So there you go. Those were my two favorite ladies from the convention last night. It was a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You know nothing.
That's correct. You made a citizen's arrest. We want to talk to you today.
Yeah, we do.
Stories like this come up every once in a while, and we take calls from people who do it, and it's just fascinating that you can actually arrest somebody as a citizen.
Well, Ralph brought us a story yesterday about a guy who tried to arrest Dr. Dre, put him under citizen's arrest because he thought Dr. Dre had a gun. Turned out to just be his cell phone. But he still wanted to citizens arrest him. And I just I can't imagine ever being in a situation where I would think that's what I needed to do.
Bean's Death Corner on the program today. We also have the Bachelorette Report, Men Tell All edition. Mm. I guess that was on last night.
That means Chad was back.
We have Justin Turner from the Dodgers.
How about that?
On the show.
One of the hottest teams in baseball.
Plus a trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden August 11th. Check out the Suicide Squad soundtrack. They have a song on that, and we're going to do that today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Ariana Grande?
What's going on, man?
I'm just feeling bad for Ariana Grande.
What's going on with her?
Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande? She's lonely. She's alone, Bean.
Oh.
She has broken up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
She deleted Instagram posts featuring her former boyfriend and hinted at her new single status on Twitter, saying, "Life is wild. Change is effing fantastic." So I guess he was a douche. Listen, you know, you can only maintain the magic of licking donuts together for so long before it wears off, you know?
It's true.
It doesn't last forever. They had one thing in common. They both liked to lick donuts. And now...
That only takes you so far,
though. That's right. Yeah. You need more. You need to develop a deeper foundation for love.
I hope that's a euphemism you're referring to.
Licking donuts?
Yeah.
No, remember they were caught on that surveillance camera in that donut shop. Licking donuts.
Yep.
How'd we ever let her off the hook for that, by the way? For licking our donuts.
That was a weird morning.
That was weird.
This is our country, damn it. Don't be licking our donuts. More sad news. I'm sorry. Miss Cleo has passed. Miss Cleo, call me. I'll tell you future, man. Remember Miss Cleo?
I sure do.
Oh, Miss Cleo.
We were discussing her. I don't know if you heard on the way in, Ralph. We were talking about her and how shocked I was that she was only 53 years old.
Yeah.
I thought she was much older than that, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, I'm sure she would have been happy to know that before she died.
She aged poorly is what I'm saying.
Right.
I think we understand what she's saying.
She didn't look good as a young person.
Yes.
Right.
She was a voice actor with that Jamaican accent of hers.
Oh, was she?
Yes. Huh. Not only did she represent the TV psychic Miss Cleo. Her real name was Yuri Harris, by the way. She was also a character in Grand Theft Auto Vice City. She also did voice work on that as well. So she passed away with a battle of colon cancer. Sad. She never saw it coming, which is ironic for Miss Cleo.
Mm-hmm. You know, people have been criticized and jabbed at and talked about throughout the ages for having different beliefs. And apparently I am no exception. Although it is a constant challenge, I will continue. I will not allow them to stop me.
I will teach as a shaman and help those who seek the knowledge.
She was committed to the character, wasn't she?
She seek the knowledge. And another day, another douchebag. In Albany, New York, a 62-year-old man called 911 for help at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was found stuck waist high in mud, deep in some dense woods. He could not get out. Had to call the cops. They tracked his location through his cell phone and were able to tie ropes around him and pull him free out of the mud pit. Any idea what the 62-year-old man was doing, traipsing in the woods at 2 o'clock in the morning?
I'm afraid of one possible answer.
I'm afraid of that one possible answer. I don't have one possible answer. What does it mean?
He had a cell phone with him. Keep that in mind.
Through the woods.
Walking through the woods.
2 a.m. in the mud. Come on, Kevin. You can do it.
Nothing, huh?
Got nothing.
Nothing.
It's in the news.
No phenomenon involving a cell phone you think might be related to this in some way?
Takes people some Pokemon safe places sometimes.
Pokemon Go!
Yay!
Pokemon Go. Wasn't watching where he was going. He was trying to catch them all. Next thing you know, he's stuck in a mud pit.
Wow.
You let him stay.
Right. Right. Well, you don't save him.
No, you don't save him.
Take your sweet time if you're the authorities.
Oh, man. By the way, have you seen the ads on Craigslist for Pokemon trainers?
No.
Yes. They promise they will help you not only be a better hunter, but will also raise your score if you pay them $20 an hour. One London-based trainer says he can bump you up to level 20 for $185 an hour. Hmm. Other trainers will offer you to drive you to some of the hottest Pokemon hunting grounds around your city so you don't have to spend all your time walking. It's like big game hunting. They take you to the preserve or the reserve. And you get out there and they know where the big cats are. They'll just take you right to where the Diglett is and just let you go nuts.
That's funny.
It's not funny. It's horrific.
No, it's funny. As is that guy in the mud. Leave him there.
Love the passion.
Right?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Triple H.
That's right, brother.
I don't know if he talks like that. I assume all wrestlers talk like that. He's 47 years old today. Maya Rudolph. How great was she on Maya and Marty this summer?
Adorable.
She's so talented. 44 years old today. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers celebrates his 39th birthday. Taylor Schilling. The lovely and talented actress is 32.
Oh, yeah. From Orange is the New Black, right?
Yeah. And NFL professional quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Wait, define professional.
Ryan Tannehill.
Woo!
Ryan Tannehill celebrates his 28th birthday today. Chip, what are you saying? What's your call? What's the record going to be that your beloved Dolphins this season?
Well, they've been sub-500 for the last 6 years.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is it 8-8 this year? Is this the year you break the 500 mark?
I'm going to say 8-8.
Good for you.
That's 4-12.
Oh, come on.
Chip is daring to dream big.
She's got her eyes on the prize.
Nate is the prize.
That's
a weak prize.
Do they have a ticker tape parade through South Beach if they got the
evening? Oh, you know it. Chip's going to fly out there for the parade. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tickets for the LA Galaxy you can win on today's show. You're the team that didn't fire your coach yesterday, Kevin.
That's correct.
Okay.
Oh, did Seattle fire him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been seeing this one coming
for a long time. Yeah, they've been having a rough season.
That happened. Galaxy tickets on the program today. Also, tickets to go see an advanced Kerouac screening of Suicide Squad. And we'll send you to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden. All of that on the way today. First, though, how about a little Beans Death Corner?
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Beans Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams, hooray. There's something wrong in his head. Death. We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean. Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
Pretty good batch of Death Corner stories for you today. Dave, King of Mexico, is very excited about this one. I don't know why. Have you ever been to any of those wildlife parks where you drive through? You just don't get out of your car, but you drive through the wild animals. You ever been to one of those?
I don't think I have, no.
They're pretty fun. There's one in Oregon I've been to a couple of times. This one is in Beijing, China. It's the Bottling Wildlife World is what it's called. You drive your own vehicle around the park, but the only rule is don't open your windows, don't feed the animals, don't get out of the car, whatever you do. Well, There's footage from CTV of a woman getting out and standing beside her car when out of nowhere a tiger appears, attacks her, and drags her away. A second woman then gets out of the car to try to help, and she is mauled by another tiger. This is a nightmare.
Wow.
I mean, it's on them, right? I mean,
of course.
Don't get out of the car. Some reports say an argument led to the first woman leaving the car. There was also a man who was in the car. He attempted to help. He escaped unhurt. As of now, the park is still closed. They have declined to comment, saying only they're closed because of heavy rain. But I can't imagine there's any repercussions for the wildlife park. I mean, it sounds like they make it pretty clear. Hey, you're driving into tigers.
Right, and they're not going to put down the tigers, I hope, as well.
I hope not as well. Yeah, I mean, tigers just did what tigers do, right?
It's a tiger.
Death by selfie, we're starting to see more and more of those. In fact, there's a website somewhere where they just collect all of them. It happens so often. This time, one of the most historic and scenic places in the world, down in Peru at the Machu Picchu site. There's a tourist there. His name's Oliver Park, 51 years old. He asked another guy standing there looking at the view to please take my picture. He's posing for a photo at the edge of the ravine. He decided to jump into the air to make it look like he was flying.
Oh.
Lost his balance and
fell. Steve Aoki jump?
Yep, that's exactly what he was trying to do. I mean, maybe it's still a cool photo. They don't show the picture here, but maybe it was an awesome photo. So at least, you know, he
died. What? It was worth it?
I'm not saying it was worth it, but he died creating great art.
Sure.
This is the kind of story. You always wonder, Kevin, why it is I'm so concerned about dying young.
Yeah.
Because I believe that every day you live through the day and make it to your bed at night is a miracle when you see all the crazy things that happen to people. Here's a woman in Virginia Beach celebrating her 55th birthday. Her name is Lottie Belk. She's on the beach in Virginia Beach, okay? And a windstorm comes up and takes a beach umbrella and jams it right through her chest.
Kevin. Oh!
Out of nowhere.
God.
911 is called, 5 o'clock last Wednesday. Police arrived. She had been impaled in the torso, taken to the hospital, and died. One witness told the television station there that the gusts and the winds during the incident were reminiscent of the tornado scene in Wizard of Oz. You're just out there on the beach having a birthday party. It's unbelievable. You could never in a million years predict that. And that's the type of thing that, had she been standing 1 foot over, maybe she would have been completely unharmed.
Yeah, true.
Just crazy.
Or maybe the umbrella just hated her. I mean, it's possible, right?
It is possible, yes. Here's the way you don't want to go. Here's the conversation that the police don't want to have and the parents don't want to hear when their son, a 48-year-old man who's working at a Bronx hospital, is found dead after suffering a heart attack while masturbating.
Nope.
Police sources tell the New York Daily News that he was an employee at the North Central Bronx Hospital, and he was discovered unresponsive by a coworker at approximately 10 o'clock in the morning. He was found in a remote area of the hospital, quote, partially disrobed. It was apparent he had been watching, quote, some sort of pornography on a computer at the time of his death.
Hmm.
That is not how you want to go.
Did he?
I don't know.
Finish?
No answer there. Okay. Don't know.
That's not the way you want to go, by the way, if you didn't.
It is thought that he had a heart attack. So
wow.
I feel like it would be in the interest of the public to advertise what site he was on his browser when he died, because either A, the most exciting place on the internet, I got to see it, or B, it's so dangerous no one should ever go there. But I feel like the authorities have a responsibility to share that information with us. Here's another sketchy death quarter story. This is an apartment in New York City. Now, I don't know how it usually works when you rent apartments, but this doesn't seem like the way it should go. The landlord decided to rent out the apartment of one of his tenants because he hadn't seen the tenant around for a while.
Oh, no.
He believed that the 64-year-old was in the hospital and probably wouldn't be back because he'd been gone so long. So here's the deal that he made. Two 18-year-olds were looking for an apartment, and he said, okay, this guy's not coming back. I'll rent you the apartment, but the deal is you have to clean it out. So the landlord basically sent these people into a tenant's apartment to take his stuff out so that they could live there without ever clearing it with the tenant.
Wow.
Like I said, pretty dodgy. Well, I think you can tell, because this is Death Corner, what they found in the apartment. The man's dead body wrapped in a shower curtain along with a note from the killer. The man had been stabbed to death.
Wow.
And the person who killed him left a note that said, Sorry for the smell.
You know,
how's that for a gruesome discovery in an apartment that you think you're about to move into?
But glass half full, they get to stay.
They get to stay. The guy is definitely not coming back. They were clearing the man's possessions away when they discovered a foot sticking out of what they thought was a pile of blankets in a closet. Oh. And it turned out to be this dead man who had been murdered. Police are now searching for the killer. All right. And finally, on this edition of Beans at Death Corner, the authorities in Western Australia, and I can't figure this one out for the life of me, are trying to determine how a man's dead body went unnoticed for nearly 3 days in the toilet of a fast food outlet in the suburb of Perth. Look, Hungry Jack's is the name of the restaurant, and it looks like from the pictures it's kind of like a Burger King.
Which means they usually have just one bathroom for everybody.
Yes. How is it possible that a restaurant that has restroom facilities available, nobody goes in there over the course of a weekend? They went back to the cameras and they saw that this man, who died of a drug overdose, by the way, showed up at the restaurant on Friday. His body was discovered on Monday. When contacted by ABC television in Australia, Hungry Jack's head office did not address questions relating to the cleaning schedule of the bathrooms.
No kidding.
But if I'm a customer there, I would think, hey, you know, maybe rinse that out every once in a while. But how are there no customers going? Unless the dude just, I mean, the only thing I can think is maybe he locked the door and every time somebody went, they just said, oh, I guess somebody's in there. And they just left without waiting around for
it. It's fast food, so they probably just got in their car and went home.
Yeah, but you would think that there would be some sort of schedule to, I don't know, for the employees to clean it up. Customers were concerned that the toilets apparently had not been checked for 3 days. It's unfortunate when you have to worry about how often they check the facilities, one customer said. 3 days is a pretty long time. Poor guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Although I'd still rather be the guy dead in the Australian Burger King restaurant than I would be the guy in the hospital who had a heart attack while masturbating.
Yeah, same.
If I got to choose.
Sure.
This has been Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Sudhi Sahab from West Covina, thank you so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You have just won your tickets to see Suicide Squad. It opens in theaters everywhere August 5th. We've got a screening at the AMC Burbank on the 2nd. So, I have an Achilles heel, and I am aware of it, and I am trying to deal with it, but it continues to beat me up. It continues to win, Kevin.
Okay. You have an Achilles heel.
I do. I have a task that we all have to deal with that nobody enjoys, but it is killing my soul, and I'm terrible at it, and I'm trying to face it, and it is calling customer service. Now, I know this isn't the first time that I've come in and told you that I may have cried while on hold or talking to somebody in customer service telephone. I didn't cry. I didn't cry this time.
Okay.
I was too mad to cry this time.
Okay.
What is it about – what – okay, here's my whole thing.
I think they make customer service super frustrating so that you can't get through and you just give up.
You really do?
Yeah, I do.
Because I do, too.
Because it wouldn't be that bad for every company unless they made it that way.
I think they do it on purpose.
Right. They just want to break you. They just want you to stop calling because you just can't put up with it anymore. And then they don't have to deal with you.
They just want you to give up.
Yep.
Last week, for instance, I was trying to get something done with AT&T. And I got into a voicemail menu. And I know, and don't even bother emailing or texting your suggestions, because I know them all and I've tried them all. I get the old press zero. I get the old ask for a supervisor. I get it all. Okay. So I was in a voicemail menu where the zero option to speak to a person, you hit that and it would say, oh, I see. You know, it's always the automated voice guy. Oh, I see that you'd like to speak with a person. To make sure he knows why you're calling, is it because A, account and billing,
right.
B, technical, blah, blah, blah. And you can go through that whole thing, and it just is a circle. It just keeps going around in a circle, so you can't actually literally get to a person. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced that there was no sequence of phone numbers that I could press, no digits I could hit where I could actually end up with a person. I don't think there was a person.
Did you
try? It was all menu.
You just told us to not do this, but did you try trying to sign up for new service? Because most of the time, if you're trying to sign up for new service because they want that, they'll take that call.
Hmm.
And then you go, oh, I'm sorry, I got new service. Can you transfer me to somebody else who could help me?
You know what? I don't remember if this particular menu had that option or not, but that is actually a pretty good tip. Of course, that person who you get on the line for new service is not going to be able to help you with your problem.
Right, but someone will answer. Right. And then you can say, I'm having so much trouble. I'm sorry I called you, but can you transfer me to somebody that's alive that can help me?
Right. You can try that, I guess.
It may not work.
So that was last week, so I was already playing hurt. And then two nights ago, I had to call Microsoft. Now, I don't have a lot of experience with Microsoft products, but I will confess that the reason I had to call Microsoft was my fault.
Okay.
Because I got a new computer this week, downloaded Outlook this week, and accidentally bought Outlook for Windows instead of Outlook for Mac. My mistake. Okay? So I'm on with the Microsoft people, and they're helping me with some issues. And I say, hey, I need to get a refund because I accidentally, before I bought the Outlook for Mac, I bought the Outlook for Windows. Can you help me with that? And like, oh, you can't do that. You have to call. And I said, there's no way to do it online or on chat. And they said, no, you have to make a phone call to get a refund for something that you bought.
Yeah, see, right now I think Microsoft is like, let's not – the call about refunds, don't go to.
Yeah, that's the last thing they want to take a call about refunds. So I'm shocked at this point that a company as big as Microsoft and a company that's in the computer business doesn't have a way online for you to contact somebody about, hey, I accidentally downloaded the wrong thing. Can you credit back my credit card? But no, you have to call. So you call, and I was very impressed and I was very pleased when the recording picked up and said, there's a very long wait time tonight. And because it's always longer than usual, by the way, no matter when you call, it's always high call volume for some reason at that one. And they said, press 1 if you'd like us to call you back when it's your turn.
Right. That's very convenient.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I pressed 1 and it goes right back to the hold music. There's no indication whatsoever that has been accepted that, okay, now I want you to call me back. So I thought, well, maybe they didn't get it. Maybe I should just hang on because what if they don't call back and then I got to start over? So I started waiting. And it was 48 minutes.
Wow.
Until a person picked up.
Did you have it on the speakerphone so you could do other stuff?
Yeah. I had it on the speakerphone. It was 48 minutes until the people picked up. And by the way, every 1 minute of that 48 minutes, they say, you can probably handle what you're calling about online.
Yeah.
Please go to Microsoft.com. It'd be so much easier and faster. But of course, I already know that I can't do that. So what do you think happens at 48 minutes when the person picks up to help me with my refund?
Oh, that's interesting because for me, what happens is you hold on for 48 minutes and then you're disconnected.
Automatically. That's your biggest fear, right?
Yes, because then you have to start from scratch.
She picks up and I say, I'm really sorry. It was my fault, but I accidentally bought Outlook for Windows and I needed Outlook for Mac. I just want to get a refund. And she says, oh, I can't help you with that in this department, but I can transfer you to the people that can.
Right.
They transferred me, and I heard, hey, if you'd the wait like times are longer than usual, if you'd like us to call back, press 1. I screamed like you wouldn't believe. I wasn't crying this time. I was mad.
This baby may be mad. You don't know.
Why can't I handle it? Why is everybody else not as upset by customer service? Why are we not burning that place down?
I think you work strictly on logic. I think that's what it is.
Because everybody has to make these calls. Everybody runs into these same hurdles, but I don't hear anybody else complaining about it.
Oh, no,
I feel like if everybody complained about it, I feel like the companies would be forced to do something else.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that, but I assume – but there are a lot of people that have that exact same experience, and they're able to somehow do it without losing their S.
I break out in a cold sweat now when I have to make a telephone call. I mean, I'm trembling as I pick up the phone to dial a number, and I know that's not healthy.
You're a sad little fella.
I'm gonna have a heart attack one day just trying to make a phone call. I'm really worried about this. Are there people you can hire that will do nothing but do customer service phone calls?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I would be willing to pay somebody. I would be willing to say to this person, all right, you pretend to be me and call and see if you can get this sorted out. Because I just don't think I'm fit for the job anymore.
No, you shouldn't interact with human beings in any way. I mean, I think that's the takeaway.
Maybe that is the takeaway. Maybe that's the hang-up. Dear Bean, I have broken at least 20 phones because of stupid customer service. I hate them so much, I'm getting mad just thinking about it. I feel your pain, sir. That says Eric. So I'm not alone out there.
Terrified
of these phone calls.
I know that you don't want to hear these solutions because you've tried them all.
Tried them all.
But what if at another time we did a phone topic and we had customer service people call us and tell us what the secret is?
Do we want to talk to those evil, bad, mean people?
Yes. I do.
Me?
Maybe it'll help you.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Doubting, but maybe.
Maybe they could tell us if your theory is right that they are set up for us to be unable to reach them or solve a problem. Again, with Microsoft, you have to get a refund on the telephone? What is this, 1950?
Yeah, that's insane.
Right?
You should be able to do everything online, especially with a computer company.
Exactly. All right, Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. This police report from Manchester, England caught our attention this week. The headline,
I think it's Iceland. It does say Manchester.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, Iceland.
Oh, Iceland. Okay.
Yeah.
86-year-old woman defends herself with bacon. Those are not words you see together very often. Here's the police report. Yesterday afternoon, an 86-year-old female withdrew a large quantity of money from a cash machine before heading into a supermarket in Altrincham. While shopping, the lady was challenged by an unknown female who grabbed her trolley, which I assume is her shopping cart, I would think, right?
Yep.
And demanded the money she had withdrawn. The 86-year-old lady then defended herself by repeatedly hitting the female offender over the head with a packet of bacon.
Look at that.
Right?
That's fantastic.
That is quick thinking.
Just an 86-year-old fighting back at all is a little shocking.
And using frozen bacon as a weapon is pretty smart. The offender then retreated and made off from the supermarket.
What a weak attempt at stealing.
Yeah.
She hit you with bacon. I think you could take that.
An 86-year-old woman fights back, and she is on the phone with us right now. Gladys McGee joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Gladys, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Very good. Congratulations on fending off this attacker. That must have been a very scary day for you.
It was terrifying. I just minded my own business, and then the next thing you know, she tries to attack me.
Now,
quick correction.
Yes, please.
Iceland is the name of a store in Manchester.
Name of a store in Manchester, so you are in England.
Yes, did not take place in the country of Iceland.
Well, I was confused as well, but I see...
because you read the story and you knew things, and that must have confused you. Because people who don't know things and say, oh, I think it was in Iceland. It must be very confusing to work with people like that.
But in Kevin's defense, a store named Iceland is a little bit confusing when there's also a country named Iceland.
Well, yeah, but it does say Greater Manchester Supermarket in the story, doesn't
It does say that,
yes. It does say that in big letters, but apparently not big enough for some people. Some people need things written in crayons and pictures drawn with finger paint.
Gladys, you're a very smart lady, perceptive.
How do you know me so well already?
I don't. I'm just listening for a little bit on hold, and I said, oh, he's ruddy stupid, that one is.
So, Gladys, in your own words, you're just going about your day, your shop.
Just going about my business.
Right.
Buying some bleeding bacon.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you know, there's a lady trying to steal me trolley.
Which, how dare she?
You're right. It's a shopping cart.
Shopping cart. Okay.
Yes.
So what was in your – like, why was she not just trying to steal your money? Why was she also trying to steal your groceries?
She must have been hungry.
Okay. Well.
As well as poor. Poor and hungry is my guess. She wanted money and food. That's just me reckoning – who knows what the real reason is.
Now, was the only item in your cart at that point bacon, or did you have to choose your weapon?
Oh, I had to choose my weapon.
I see, okay.
I had many things in the cart I could have used, but bacon was just most handy at the moment.
Okay.
Right, yes.
I carry loads of things inside my purse and my pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case anyone tries to get rough with me.
Oh, really?
That way I can defend myself.
What kinds of things do you have with you?
Well, in case I got things, let me see. It's in here. There's a duck.
What?
I have a duck.
How does that help you against an attack?
If you came at a lady and then this noise happened, you'd be scared, wouldn't you?
What's that?
That's a bell.
A bell. I don't think that would scare people.
Let me see what else I have here. I got... how about a xylophone?
Well... not as useful as frozen bacon, I would think.
That's a big handbag.
A It's made out of metal, though.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. Sure.
If you're hit in the head with a metal xylophone, you'd okay. get what for, just, wouldn't you?
Sure. Yeah, but it's a lot to carry around on a daily basis.
I know, but I'm worried about being attacked.
Well, you should be. You got attacked.
Right. So it turns out I was right. And right. I had me bacon handy, but I could have used any one of these weapons. Like, what else do I have in here? That's a cuckoo.
Yeah. Yes. What would you do with the cuckoo clock?
I would hit them with it.
Okay.
But why not just have a gun or a knife or a hammer or something
or
that's
or
kind
mace.
Of. Yeah, just something that's kind of made for that.
How about this one?
A burp?
A burp?
That was just my stomach. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I meant this one.
Is that a pinball machine?
Someone tries to rob me, they get the old pinball machine.
I feel like pinball machine might be a little hard to lift, no?
No.
Okay.
It's just a small pinball.
I see, okay. One of those small ones.
This here.
It's a llama?
That's me llama.
All right.
Right there, that's fine.
It's a what?
A
vacuum cleaner?
A vacuum cleaner, okay.
Yeah, it's vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
It's a lot to carry around again, but all right.
Again, it's a small vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I hit him with this.
You hit him with a baby?
Yeah, I hit him with a crying baby.
Huh.
I don't know where I got that baby. How did this baby get in my purse? That doesn't seem right. Let me shoot across the
sky.
Not even waiting to the end of the song to ruin it?
Yeah, that was just
too soon.
Ruin it just in the middle?
Too soon.
It's just disgusting. Mm. Just disgusting.
Mm. Hey, the 7 o'clock hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show is going to be pretty good. Because
yeah, it is.
We're going to talk to a listener who has not one, but multiple times been the person who put a citizen's arrest on another person.
Oh, this guy's a douchebag.
Right? Multiple
really?
Times. Has it ever occurred to you once in your life to do that?
Oh,
no.
What kind of complex does this guy have? He's going around arresting people.
Or he's a superhero who's out there making the world a safer place,
okay.
Ralph.
Which do you think the odds are greater of being one or the other of those
You don't know, man.
Or...
Asshole.
Oh, come on.
Right?
And we'll also talk to Justin Turner, third baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's a pretty good 7 o'clock hour straight ahead. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Happy birthday, Bugs Bunny. Right? Right.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Bugs. Yeah. Bugs. One of the great cartoon characters of all time.
Right. I agree with that.
Slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best. Maybe the best cartoon character ever.
But fictional. So no birthday, really. It's a terrible birthday celebration.
Well, he did make his
right?
debut on this day in 1940 in his very first cartoon.
Hmm.
What do you
Kevin,
think?
There are a lot of fictional
I'm unimpressed.
Things that you love. Darth Vader's not real, but you'll go see anything he's in.
Right, but it...
Just saying, 1940, he's been around for, a little quick math, 76 years? 76 years!
It's impressive.
That is impressive.
For a character?
That is
for any character to maintain that sort of popularity.
That's impressive.
For 76 years. It's a salute to Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Haven't heard you do that one yet.
He says a lot. listen, I love Craig Robinson more than most people.
Same.
And I'm very happy he is successful and working. However, the announcement of his new show yesterday gave me fits. Because it's just a thieving, just a stolen, just a ripoff, just, ugh.
I haven't heard what this
is. In a
is.
Blender. Just okay. You take all the ripoffs and put it in a blender, and then you get this show. Here's the thing. I don't have to tell you how wildly popular this James Corden carpool karaoke is, right?
Yep.
Gets all the famous singers and whatnot to sit next to him in the car, and they drive around, they have charming conversation, and then they sing together to music in the car.
Adele, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct.
Elton John, a lot of huge names.
Huge names. Michelle Obama, recently, most famously. So you got that. Then you've got the wildly popular Cash Cab, right? You got the Cash Cab.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We all love the Cash Cab.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
with Ben. Ben, anybody remember his last name? The host of that? Very funny comedian.
The guy, nice guy. Yeah.
We've had him in the show a couple
yes.
times. Anyway, so unsuspectingly, you pull up, you get a cab. No, it's a different Ben. Not the same Ben.
Not the same
so
Ben?
So you go, he pulls up. And
Ben Bailey.
You get Ben...
Bailey.
Ben Bailey. Okay. So you get in his cab, and he's like, okay, I could drop you off at your place, but if you answer some questions, you could make some money, right?
Okay,
it's a
right.
fun idea. Original fun idea.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would like you to meet the new show, Karaoke Showdown.
Karaoke Showdown?
Yes. Where Craig Robinson, posing as a driver, picks up unsuspecting contestants who are along for the ride until they realize they're on a karaoke game show.
Yay!
During rounds of gameplay, contestants must belt out their favorite tunes, finish the lyrics, or act out songs for cash. Right?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Karaoke Showdown.
You're suggesting maybe that's not needed?
I'm saying, what the serious F is that all about?
Borrowing heavily from other shows.
Right!
But I love Craig.
Right.
So he might be fun to watch.
But.
Even though.
But.
Right, but even though.
People in a car karaokeing for cash.
Right. But these are not stars. These are not singers, Ralph.
I understand that.
Okay.
Which is going to make it even worse. Anyway. New show.
All right.
Coming to you on Spike this coming year. So there's that, but then there's something I'm looking forward to, like the return of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
If I remember correctly, Bean hates.
How
I
can
do.
You hate Triumph?
I do. I hate Triumph. I don't know. Just, I love it. Not just annoying, more annoying than funny.
Oh, my God.
I know I'm in the minority on this with a lot of folks. I know that he's very popular.
Well,
you're entitled to
your opinion. To poop on, right?
Right. Maybe that's it.
He says that so much.
Right. I think that was actually what turned me against it, to tell you the truth. New show?
Yes.
All right.
He is having an election special set for August 11th on Hulu. So you'll get to see Triumph the Insult Comic Dog interviewing delegates and people and presidential candidates and people at the conventions.
I hate the people at the conventions. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be very funny.
It can be so insulting.
That's a wonderful sign you're carrying there. For me to poop on. Right? Bean?
It's not for me.
Bean?
I'm not a big fan of the poop comedy in general.
But he's funny without that.
He's always funny. That's the one catchphrase he goes to occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not me, it's true.
I don't know what it is. I mean, essentially he's doing the same thing Billy Eichner's doing, and I love Billy Eichner. But for whatever reason, Triumph doesn't do it for me. But please enjoy. I'm not against it. If you guys want it, watch it.
We want it, and we will.
And there's a movie in the works based on an Elle magazine article, a terrifying story about a photographer and some friends who arrived at a mountain resort to do a winter photo shoot with a bunch of models in Chile.
Go on.
Only to find they got stranded at the hotel with no phones for a week. Snowstorm hit.
Did they pillow fight?
Probably. They were stranded in the hotel. They couldn't get out. And they didn't have phone service. So they probably just had to eat pretty good meals.
watch cable.
That doesn't sound terrible.
Supermodel Snowpocalypse.
But
is the name is the name of the film.
I feel like the best place to be stranded in a snowstorm in the world is in a hotel.
Yeah, I don't quite understand the premise of this film. I'm assuming it's supposed to be like a parody, like a horror movie parody, right?
Well, I would think so.
I didn't read the original article, but Supermodel Snowpocalypse sounds like...
Even the name sounds funny.
They probably act as if horrible things are going on because they can't get phone service, but probably in reality it probably wasn't.
Room service took 40 minutes!
No!
Can you believe it?
We're all going to die tonight. Supermodel Snowpocalypse.
I'm in.
Today's celebrity birthday is Taylor Schilling is 32 years old today. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers turns 39. Maya Rudolph is 44. Triple H, the wrestler, turns 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yesterday on the program, a topic came up that we have not talked about for a number of years, and that is citizens' arrests. They are back in the news after this incident that the news is reporting on that happened to Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre has a super sick mansion in Malibu. Apparently, he was getting home Monday afternoon, and there was a guy parked in his driveway. He asked the guy to move. Apparently, the guy explained that he pulled off of traffic to do something, and he ended up in Dr. Dre's driveway. Dr. Dre said, "That's great, but hey, it's my driveway. You got to move." And apparently, the guy did move, but started cursing and laying down a barrage of curse words towards Dr. Dre. We're told Dr. Dre pulled into his driveway, set a security gate, and was pulling out his phone to record the gentleman who was on a verbal tirade when the guy saw the phone, mistook it for a gun, and said, quote, "Here we go again, another black guy with a gun." Then he's the one that called police for having a gun and threatening him with it. So cops did show up. They did cuff and search Dr. Dre in his front yard. He did not have a gun, or they did not find a gun, and so they let him go. But the guy was adamant that he wanted to make a citizen's arrest, so the cops did stay to facilitate that. There was a citizen's arrest made on Dr. Dre. He was not physically taken into custody, but that complaint will be sent to the district attorney, and then they can decide what to do with it. Well, it sounds like a road rage situation that escalated out of hand a little bit, but, you know, Dr. Dre, he was just trying to get home, man.
Just trying to get home.
All right.
That came from TMZ, didn't it? Because
yes, it did.
They have the porn music underneath and then the cartoon sound effects.
Not the news, but TMZ. Yes. So I was very confused by a number of aspects of this story, not the least of which, and you heard it right there in the report, that the police were already on the scene, yet the other motorist insisted on making a citizen's arrest. So you can make a citizen's arrest in front of the police. Something's going on that the police declined to arrest for, but you as a citizen can decide, I'm going to arrest you?
We always have questions about citizens' arrest because it seems like a terrible idea, right?
Well, I mean, I think...
Should I be able to arrest anyone?
No.
I think the spirit of the law is police can't be everywhere, so sometimes you press citizens into action to do what needs to be done. But I do think that there's a problem with leaving that up to the individual because people would arrest people for lots of dumb things if everybody was arresting everybody. All right, so we started talking about that a little bit yesterday. Then we heard from Ian, who may hate this show based on this email that he sent us, but he put a little meme on his email that said, when people make ignorant statements about topics they grossly misunderstand, there's no point in arguing with them because the things they have said are indicative of their inherited low level of cognition. So he's not expecting us to understand very much, but he's willing to try to explain citizens' arrest to us. And listener Ian joins us on the phone right now. Hey, man, how are you?
Great. Officer, how are you?
So you said in your email that you have made several citizens' arrests.
I actually have, yes.
In what circumstances did it ever occur to you even one time, hey, I'm going to pretend to be the law?
I've never thought of doing that one time. It's not like I have to fight off the urge.
First off, you're not pretending to be the law. You're
okay.
Just being one of the people.
Okay.
And the people have a right to keep the peace.
Right.
And maintain safety and law and order. Under Roman civil law, the safety of the people is the highest law, but of course, under the common law, you have a right, going back to the Magna Carta, to drag a miscreant
wow.
before a jury of 12, or summon a jury of 12 with your circumstances and demand that they be arrested.
I've never hated anyone quicker.
There's never been a shorter amount of time that I hate somebody.
I'm still down with
all
you.
Right.
Look, I appreciate what you're saying. So give us an example of one of the times where you put a citizen's arrest on somebody.
Okay, well, first off, one of the things a citizen can do is ask others, summon aid from others to facilitate an arrest.
Right, okay.
So, if you're a little old lady and you don't feel like arresting that big guy, but there are a couple other big dudes over there, you can say, hey, that guy just stole my purse.
But tell us about yours.
Okay, well, in my case, a friend of mine who is a manager at a surf shop was over getting breakfast at a nearby place. And a crazy woman who had been 86th and told she was no longer being served or welcome in the place was refusing to, get out of a cashier's face and leave the place. And so my friend said, hey, they're not going to serve you and you might as well just head out. And she was headbutted. So I see my friend, 5-10 minutes later with a bleeding forehead and obvious signs of injury. So I've got a sworn complaint from someone who says, yes, this woman headbutted me. And, the police weren't coming. And I'm
okay.
Like, well, really, what's going on? And she's just like, well, I don't know. They don't seem to want to help. And so I was kind of looking at the situation, and I, you know, like, okay, well, I could help you. And I, so I got a pair of gloves and a handcuffs, and I was ready to go. And then this woman was, you know, continuing to act really crazy and stupid around people and causing problems. And then she went and took a swing again at my friend, and then she took a swing at me. So at that point, it's self-defense, and I've got, you know, multiple misdemeanors committed in front of me, and under the law, private persons even.
Okay, hold on.
I feel like she did the right thing taking a swing at you.
Let me stop here.
Okay.
So the police weren't there, and you, with your own eyes, witnessed an assault. So you thought...
Knowing were the police not there, the police had come and left. So here's the duty. You have a duty to try and inform the police if it's, you know, reasonable to do so. In other words, if I see you steal something today and tomorrow I see you walking down the street, but I haven't been trying to get the police to do anything about it,
right.
You could make an argument that maybe that wasn't the right thing to do, even though I think you have a right to do it under the law. On the other hand, if I tell the police, hey, this dude stole this stuff, and they're like, eh, you know, who gives a rat's ass? I got better things to do. I'm not coming, or he's my buddy, and, you know, we're protecting him, or whatever the story is. You've got a right to make an arrest.
Why aren't you a police officer? That's what you want to be.
I don't want to work for the state. That would be a demotion.
It sounds like you want to be a police officer.
No. I'd rather be one of the people.
But multiple times in your life, you've acted as a police officer.
No, they borrow power from us. Trust me. They don't have any power of their own. You give them power by delegating through your voter registration.
Okay, how many times have you made a citizen's arrest?
Effectively or attempted to, or, you know, I mean,
I'd like to go with
average
both.
On completions.
Attempted and completed.
Attempted, I'm not quite sure how many, like, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look, you know, if someone's trying to steal your bike, are you going to chase after them? If someone's knifing your tires and your neighbor's tires, are you going to chase after them? And that happened in Santa Monica, and I'm the guy who chased that dude down and ended his spree. So
okay.
I didn't actually chase him down. He was fast.
Do you carry handcuffs with you at all times, Ian?
Not at all times. Sometimes I have them.
It sounds like you had them on you in the bar.
No, I don't carry them to the bar, generally speaking. They got people with them, and, you know, you can borrow a pair if you need to.
Who can borrow a pair of handcuffs?
What's happening?
I've asked a bailiff to borrow his handcuffs because of something a judge did. But
we're going to go. Wait.
You were going to try and citizens arrest a judge?
I wasn't going to try. I was in the attempt of doing it.
Oh my gosh, Ian.
There were several bailiffs who escorted me from the courtroom at the commissioner's. Actually, it wasn't even a judge. I think it was a commissioner. Maybe, you know what, Jimmy Hahn, but besides that, there was another guy. So
can I arrest you for being a dick?
What?
Ian, you've got trouble, son. You really do.
Wait. Well, how am I being a dick for demanding that my rights be respected?
Because it sounds to me like you're the guy who looks around and says, everybody else is wrong all the time, always.
No,
I'm the only one I'm the only one who knows what the situation really is.
No. That's exactly what it's not. I sit there and I go, hey, you know what? I see what's happening, but it's not worth my time or trouble 99%
of the time. But isn't you telling me that I'm wrong and you're right, exactly what I'm accusing of you doing to everybody?
Well, no, because the fact is I can actually – first off, if you can demonstrate to me, show cause why you're right, show me something in law, show me something where I'm wrong, hey, man, I'm totally
because,
ready to go with
because
the
you get into so many situations like this, I think you're the common denominator that's causing the trouble, Ian.
Well, first off, I didn't headbutt this lady. I didn't take a swing at myself.
Right, but you had cuffs.
So,
come on.
All right, listen, Ian, we really do have to go, but I got to ask you one more question. So what happened with the lady? So you tried to put her under citizen's arrest because of the assault. What ended up happening to her?
She was in handcuffs. I was basically – she was resisting like nobody's business. I can see why the cops didn't really want to play with her.
But what happened? How does the story end?
The story ends with the cops putting their cuffs on her and handing me my cuffs back and my friend making – the report, because I didn't need to make the arrest at this point. I'd done what needed to be done.
And you got to play dress up and feel good about it.
I didn't dress up, man.
Thank God you're out there, Ian.
Huh?
Keeping us all safe.
All right,
well,
Superman.
Hey, now it keeps it real. What can I do? Just like, sorry for the realness.
Thank you. Sorry for the realness. All right, Kanye.
Asshole.
Thank you for the call. I'm not sure if that's true, but he does.
Come on, Bean.
He's pretty delusional.
Right.
All right. A very quick break. We'll be right back with John and Matt and the other John. Ooh, we got a police officer on the line, too. We're talking about citizen's arrest. Have you ever had someone tried to citizen's arrest you, or have you ever put the cuffs on another person? We want to talk to you next right after this on K-Rock.
Chip asked Ian if she could citizens arrest him for being a dick.
Yeah, there was a very strong reaction from our listeners to listener Ian that we had on, who multiple times has put people under citizen's arrest. I think my favorite is from Beverly, who tweets us at Kevin and Bean. Hey, thanks for getting George Zimmerman's take on the law. F this guy. All right. We're talking citizen's arrest here on the Kevin and Bean Show. A guy tried to do it to Dr. Dre a couple of days ago. We do have several calls on the line, but I want to start with line four, please, in El Monte. This is a police officer. Officer Laura joins us on the phone to explain what we don't know about citizen's arrest. Officer, thank you for calling, and thank you for holding on. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Are citizen's arrests a pain in your ass? Like, do you wish this was a thing that didn't exist? Because it sounds like with the last caller that it's just trouble for the real police.
Well, I mean, it's not as literal as maybe he made it seem about putting cuffs on people, but the thing is sometimes we can't really do anything with a misdemeanor not committed in our presence. So let's say we get a call of someone who pushed someone, which is a battery.
Mm-hmm.
We can't arrest someone for something that we weren't there to witness.
So somebody is there and wants to press citizen's arrest, then you're grateful for that because you can actually do something?
Well, sometimes you want that thug to be put in jail. Sometimes you want that bad person to be put in jail, and
right.
We can't do anything if we're not there. So,
right.
Sometimes we do push for, hey, you know what, you would be the arresting person, and we don't even go to court for it. We're pretty much like the middleman. They sign a paper.
Oh.
We cuff the guy up and take him to jail, and that's pretty much it. So,
Cool. That sounds useful, then.
Is it more helpful than trouble?
I guess it's half and half. Like, sometimes you maybe don't want to take that person who wet someone with the water hose just because this guy wants you to take them in, but we don't have that choice, unfortunately.
So what's required, officer, if I am in a situation today and I want to put somebody under a citizen's arrest? Do I have to say something? What's the proper chain of events that need to happen to make it legal, if that's a thing?
So a crime would have to occur, a misdemeanor, something that wouldn't raise to the level of a felony. So mm-hmm. If a misdemeanor were to occur, maybe you get pushed by someone and, you know, the normal person might push back. But, you know, you always have those people who maybe want to call the police and have them come out. If we determine that a misdemeanor has been committed, we would talk to you, ask you what you want to do with it. Some people just say, you know what, I just want that guy to leave me alone. Some people want to actually put that person under arrest. So you sign a paper, we hook them up, and that's pretty much it. We take them.
Okay, but you're talking about citizen's arrest in the presence of a police officer. Is that the only way you can do it? Like, I can't do one if there's no cop around?
No, well, I'm saying if I'm there.
Yeah. But if you're not there, I'm saying if there's no police officer around, can I still put somebody under citizen's arrest?
Yeah, it's not as literal as it sounds, citizen's
arrest. It doesn't work like that.
Like, so okay. You're going to put cuffs on people? I don't know. It's not how it works.
Did you hear Ian, though?
Did you hear Ian, our last caller?
I mean, it sounds like he has some problems, but that's beyond us. So.
All right. Hey, he's out there doing your job, man. You should be grateful.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, officer. We appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks so much.
All right, man. You guys be safe.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's squeeze in a couple of calls there. I love this. Let's try – you want to start with John in Trabuco Canyon? He was actually the arrestee.
Oh, he got arrested.
Like, what do you say when somebody says, I'm putting you under a citizen's arrest? You just laugh at them,
I
right?
would laugh, I would yeah. think.
John.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Somebody else made a citizen's arrest on you.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me start. Ian's a dick.
Okay.
I was in Long Beach, president of a fraternity. And one night they were having a party at the house. I was at the library. Came home around 10:30, and all of a sudden, neighbor's there. And the police come up to me and see president of fraternity. I'm saying, yeah. And like, all right, you're under arrest for disturbing the peace. I'm like, what? No, it's just a misdemeanor. They could have given me a ticket. Instead, Officer Korn, calling him out 30 years later. Shit.
That'll help.
They go ahead and take me into the Long Beach, and they actually booked me and put me in a cell with
really?
A bunch of people. And
for making too much
everything
for making too much noise at a party.
And I wasn't even there.
Wow.
But then what was funny, though, is they put me in the cell, and all of a sudden, you know, everyone starts trading cigarettes the minute you get in there for stuff. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, it was...
Hey, that's the currency of the system, man.
Orange is the new black.
Right?
Exactly.
You got to make up a different story, though. You don't tell them that you were in the library when your party was going on and there's too much noise. You got to make up something good.
Yeah, I slept on my back the whole time.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt. He's in Riverside. He's up next, line two. Hi, Matt. Thank you for calling.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. You made a citizen's arrest?
I did. No people's hero like Ian, but my dad and I were down at the beach having lunch. We saw a middle-aged man basically snatch an old lady's purse, took off after him, quick chase, tackled him, and held him there for a couple minutes until a cop showed up. I never told him that he was under arrest. I think he kind of knew it once the cop got there. But he was holding the purse, so it's pretty red-handed there.
Now, I wonder if that was even considered a citizen's arrest. Because you're just holding somebody for the police to come,
but
right?
The police didn't see it, so I think that has to be
Matt.
Yeah,
maybe so. Maybe so, yeah.
If I wasn't there, he would have gotten away with the purse. Basically, I was the stopper, maybe not the arrester.
Right, but for all of us mocking citizens' arrest, and especially Ian, who's the face of the movement now, this is a perfect situation where the public did the right thing, it sounds to me like. Like that guy, like you said, would have gotten away had you not been there.
Yeah, I mean, saw the opportunity and took it. I wasn't looking for it like Ian might be, but...
Right.
Did you have cuffs on you?
I did not. No, I left those at home.
All right, Matt. Thanks for the call. Bachelorette Report, Petros and Ralph break down the Men Tell All from ABC last night. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And Justin Turner from the Dodgers next hour as well. The Democratic National Convention is going on in Philadelphia. Last night, they brought out former President Bill Clinton. He was the big guns. I think President Obama is speaking tonight. I think Vice President Joe Biden is speaking tonight. But the Republicans are still out there getting their message across. And I think this is fascinating. For the first time ever, a Republican nominee for president will be conducting a Reddit AMA.
Which stands for Ask Me Anything.
Ask Me Anything, right. So they're going where the people are, which is on the internet. So you're going to have the opportunity to personally ask Donald Trump a question this afternoon. It starts around 3:30 West Coast time. Let's get the Donald on the phone, shall we?
He's the guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
Hey, Mr. Trump. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you? It's amazing to be on your show, and you're welcome for the millions and millions of listeners you're going to get for having me on.
I'm sure that it's going to be a very popular segment. We appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, but we also know that you've never declined a single interview request in your life.
No, I never have, because I have the best words, okay? Listen, and I know a lot of people who do a lot of interviews, and nobody does a better interview than I do. It's just the truth, and people are dying to hear what I have to say. So I have to keep talking.
Okay. So what are the rules on this Reddit AMA? People can submit their questions, and then you will be answering as many as you have time for. What is allowed and what is not allowed to talk to you about?
Ask me anything. AMA.
Right.
Uh-huh. So any question they need to know, I will answer it. And, by the way, I will answer it better than anyone has ever answered a question before.
Of course.
Okay. That's just the way it's going to work.
Well, the reason I asked her is because a lot of times it seems like when the media, the journalists ask you questions about things like your scam university or your scam steak business, you basically just ban them from the campaign trail.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not going to speak any longer.
But Donald, you said
ridiculous questions. And trust me, I've heard a lot of ridiculous questions in my life, but that was the stupidest question I've ever heard.
But you said,
I'm gonna call you stupid bean from now on.
But you said, ask me anything. AMA. AMA.
Kevin, you're the worst interviewer I've ever had.
That's
and believe
possible.
Me, I've been interviewed by a lot of people. Okay?
Right, okay.
I've known some of the best interviewers, and you are one of the worst. So I'm going to call you Worst Kevin from now on.
All right, so stupid
bean and Worst Kevin.
Okay, I feel like... So are you just going to insult all of the people who ask you questions?
Anything. Anything's on the table, whatever
anything.
You want.
Okay, what did you think of President Clinton's speech last night at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia?
Boring! Worst speech ever. Is he still talking? Oh, my God. He went on and on and on.
It was 42 minutes.
That must have been the longest speech in the history.
Right. Your speech was a half hour longer than that.
Sit down. You don't know. I have the best clocks anywhere, okay? And my clock said his speech was much longer than mine, like by 4 hours longer.
All right. Okay. If you get into office, will you change the physical appearance of the White House?
Absolutely.
Okay, how?
The White House is incredibly boring.
Okay.
Let's face it. I mean, I love white. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you do.
White is amazing. It's the best thing. Not only the best color, but the best thing to be.
Right.
But there's not nearly enough gold. I would paint the White House gold.
Okay.
And I would make everything inside gold laminated. And it would be gold everywhere you look. It looked very classy, very rich. And trust me, I've been in a lot of palaces before. And this is going to be the most amazing palace in the world. Okay? We're going to make the White House great again.
Will you put the
USA. USA,
right.
USA.
Will you put the name Trump in giant letters on the outside of the White House?
Why not? Why wouldn't I? People want to know who lives there, right? This way you can identify who is living in the White House.
But if you're the president, I think we'll know that you live there.
Some people will, some people won't. There's a lot of stupid people out there, okay?
Okay. But you can't just redesign the White House. It's the people's house. You're supposed to leave it the way you found it for the next guy.
People's house, but the people aren't living in it, okay? I'm living in it.
You're living in it. Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. In your speech last week in Cleveland, you talked about how everything was going to be different when we woke up and you were sworn in on January 20th, 2017, that essentially you said crime would stop. And I'm just curious about how you're going to make that happen, Mr. Trump.
I am going to stop the violence and all the problems we're having.
Right. How?
The police and the blacks aren't getting along. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible situation.
Right. How?
The worst situation that's ever been ever in the history of mankind.
But how?
And I will stop that
how?
By making it all stop.
How? Okay,
by stopping it.
But I think Kevin's question is how. I think that's a legitimate question you haven't answered yet.
I will stop it.
Right.
By
how?
Stopping it.
Okay, but by how?
By making it no longer happen.
Right, but how are you going to accomplish that?
By making it not happen any longer.
All right, what steps will you take to stop crime?
First step is I will stop it.
You're stopping? That's all you got?
That's all I need is one step. Because I have the best steps out of anybody
who's ever had
steps before.
Okay.
That's the problem. Politicians talk about things. But I'm going to do it.
You're going to do things.
And I will make it stop by simply stopping it. One step. Stop.
Right.
That's it.
Okay, here's maybe a controversial question, but you talk about her a lot in this way. Would you, Donald Trump, have sex with your super hot daughter?
Oh, in a heartbeat. What else you got?
That's it.
So hot. Unbelievably hot.
Right, but you're her dad.
I have banged so many hot women in my life. I've had the best women.
Right.
I've had the best women of anyone who's ever been with women.
Okay.
But God damn it, my daughter's hot.
Okay. All right, I'm out, Bean.
Hit it, Steve.
Sit down.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
Very excited about the Men Tell All Bachelorette Report coming up with you and P just after the top of the hour. Was it great to have Chad back on your TV,
Stupid
Ralph?
Stupid politics ruins everything.
Oh, what?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
The DNC. DNC's
what?
Been ruining this two-part Bachelor event.
Was it just delayed over time? Was it just delayed?
Yes. It had been cutting like half an hour into the Bachelorette time.
Oh, and that's just not
DVRs
okay.
DVRs haven't been recording. People are
furious. Priorities.
Furious.
Right?
That's not okay.
Wow. Did you get to see Chad, though?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I got to see Chad.
That's all I care about. I'm dying for the Chad update.
Why do you love Chad so much? He's the worst.
Because he's like Bean. He's a fighter.
That's right. He's a tough guy. He's a badass. And he's no nonsense. Fisticuff brawler.
Well, we're going to find out coming up right after 8. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What else is going on?
Speaking of bad dudes, there's a movie about the Boston Strangler coming. Oh, I wish Allie was here. We could talk all about Boston and murder. Two of her favorite things. You may or may not know, but this guy was the quintessential boogeyman in the early 60s. He was the OG serial killer, the Boston Strangler. Killed 13 women in the early 1960s. And they're going to make a film about the Boston Strangler Task Force, which was put together by the Massachusetts Attorney General back in the early 60s to hunt this guy down and stop the killings.
It's too bad our listener Ian wasn't there. He could have just put him under citizen's arrest.
Oh, that guy.
Right?
Right? That guy was just...
Well, you called him before we even got on
the
phone,
Ralph. I knew it. I just knew it. Nobody has multiple citizen's arrests in their life without being a douchebag.
If you're just tuning in, you missed one of the best worst callers we've ever had.
He's looking for trouble, that's for sure.
Albert DeSalvo, the Boston Strangler, was sentenced to life in prison in 1967 when they finally caught him. And then he was stabbed to death in prison in 1973. Never ceases to amaze me the twisted but definite morality that exists inside the prison system.
Yeah.
Where certain criminals, even criminals, will not abide and they will take justice into their own hands more often than not. Happened
like,
with
like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Happened to Dahmer.
Dahmer happened to this guy.
All pedophiles, right?
That, yes.
They're in danger.
Right.
Thank God.
So, anyway, I think that should be an interesting film. They did make one years and years and years ago. It was just okay. Tony Curtis starred as the Boston Strangler, but I think a new version of that would be wildly interesting and very successful. Still having trouble with her fiancé, Igor Tarabasov. By the way, she put another message out on Instagram. After
Did
the
she?
Last one yesterday where she said, please, let me just deal with this in private. After she went on an endless Instagram tirade about him cheating on her with Russian hookers and putting everything out there. She has since come back and said, I apologize for airing my dirty laundry in public. That was my fault. That's on me.
Okay.
I probably should not have done that, but I got caught up in the emotion. So now, please give me my privacy about everything else. So, but
Lindsay!
She's got...
Lindsay Lohan!
She's got extra troubles because her father is Michael Lohan.
Oh, now
yeah.
What?
Yeah. He is now sending Igor a series of text messages threatening him. He promised him he'll have nowhere to hide. If anything happens to his precious baby girl, come here and face me like a man. He sent a message, public message to Igor Tarabasov, and then ordered him to return her jewelry or I'll take it out on your ass.
Well, that should handle it.
Finally, Michael Owen stepping up to the plate as a father. He's making his presence known. Why is he only around when the cameras are on and there's some attention to be garnered from him? His involvement in her life. Where was he back in the day when she actually needed to be raised?
And there's no possible way that he'll ever run into this guy?
No.
So it's easy to make that threat.
Lindsay would have to buy him a plane ticket to fly him to London before he could do anything. So how's that going to happen? Apple Music has picked up 16 episodes of the TV series based on Carpool Karaoke. The segment with the James Corden from the Late Late Show.
16 new episodes? Are they going to use the ones that have already aired?
No, brand new ones.
Oh, wow.
Hold on a sec. This is the James Corden Carpool Karaoke?
Yes.
But aren't these all available on YouTube anyway?
These are new Carpool Karaoke segments.
That will not be airing on his TV show?
That will be produced for Apple Music, right.
How about that?
Yeah.
So they're another player now in the visual game.
Yep.
Wow.
However, the Carpool Karaoke episodes will be released each week with celebrities taking the host who will not be James Corden.
What? So how does it work?
It works the same, only with a different host. They're going to find a new host to be the driver / interviewer. And then the celebrities will drive around with that host and drive to a place that has special significance for that person, and they'll also do their carpool karaoke.
That worries me a lot.
So it's based on the segment, but it will not be James Corden actually performing.
James Corden is so much fun. That's
a big part of this.
Yeah, that's sort of what draws you to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
These will be released on a weekly basis.
Hosted by Ian.
And he will arrest the celebrity at the end and put handcuffs on them.
There used to be a time where there were two television networks in this country. And now, think about all of the different subscription fees you have to pay if you want to see all the content that's out there.
Yeah. You know what?
Netflix,
I don't need to see
Hulu,
all the content that's
Amazon,
out there.
Amazon, Tidal.
I'll just watch a few things and be fine.
Because
I realized a little while ago, it's just television.
So you're saying you have a life.
I'm saying there's lots of things to do besides watch things.
But what if you can't see someone who's not James Corden hosting a carpool karaoke?
I think I'll be all right.
How are you going to get past that?
Somehow I will manage.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. By the way, the one with James Corden, the most recent one with Michelle Obama and Missy Elliott on YouTube, how many views do you think it's gotten? So in the past week, it's about for a week. How many views do you think
a million.
It's got on YouTube? You think it's a million views on YouTube? Bean?
I mean, I don't have any. YouTube, those things can get so big so fast. I'll say 50 million.
Chip?
15.
32.5 million views on YouTube.
That's a lot of people.
Wow. 32 million
views. That was a good one, too. They're all good.
They're all good. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Taylor Schilling is 32 years old today. Dolphins QB Ryan Tannehill. Chip, woo! You're QB.
Yeah.
Oh, we live in exciting times because we're getting close enough now to training camps that we can ignore baseball, which is one of my favorite times of the year.
And my dreams have not been crushed yet. This season.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
They don't get crushed till it starts.
Everything, anyone, it's wide open. Right. Anyone could win the Super Bowl right now. As of right now, Dolphins are just as much Super Bowl winners as the Patriots are right now.
Speaking of that, Chip, don't you get one of those first four games against the Patriots with no break?
Week two.
Fantastic.
Yeah, here's the bad news. Garofalo is
pretty good.
He's a good backup.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So. Jonathan Rhys-Meyer is 39 years old today. Maya Rudolph, so talented. I really enjoyed the Maya and Marty summer replacement show over the past couple weeks. 44 years old, and wrestler Triple H celebrates his 47th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't feel like Travis needs any help on that.
You think he's got the drumming handled?
A little
bit.
I
feel like
there.
he probably has it. Yeah.
A little backup.
You think he needs backup?
Come on.
It's the world-famous K-Rock. It is 6 minutes after 8.
We are living in magical times, you guys. Two nights in a row, we get 2 hours each night of The Bachelorette, and that means two mornings in a row, our fan Petros Papadakis joins us on the show. It's time for The Bachelorette Report. Hit Steve.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he loves The Bachelorette. Yeah. With Petros Papadakis always watching it. Yeah. Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's The Report on The Bachelorette. Ow!
What's up, Pete? Welcome back, my friend.
Double up. What's cracking, everybody?
Let's not forget, next Monday is a 3-hour Bachelor event on Monday night, so don't forget about tuning in for that.
Is that the finale?
That will be the finale.
3 hours.
The live finale where, of course, the studio audience watches along with Chris Harrison as we see JoJo ending her romantic, magical journey. And then, of course, after the final rose, another hour of recap and breakdown of the tape. As it were. So.
All right, let me ask you guys this, because you guys have been on board with the Bachelor franchise from the beginning. Is this too much?
No!
Wait, what, P? Did you say Tuesday there's more?
Tuesday is the Bachelorette in Paradise, or Bachelor in Paradise, or BIP.
It starts the very next day.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we got Chad on that.
Chad.
So we can't ignore that. We got Chad.
You got Chad, you got the twins.
Bachelor in Paradise is I think, the best of the three.
It's so entertaining.
Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, what happened
last night? Was Men Tell All. It was the return of all the guys who were fighting for JoJo's affections. But it really was the Chad show. The reason it was because Petrus's boyfriend, Chad, was returning to television to make everyone happy.
Oh, and refresher, Chad came out on top.
Oh, stop it. He was so needy and pathetic. It was really, I think, the truest light he's ever been shown in.
I think the light shone on the other guys for being little hens pecking each other like Joy Behar or something.
No, Chad is incapable of having an actual conversation. It's all winks and catchphrases and sly grins and false bravado. He's pathetic.
Yes, but this is what they deserve. Chris Harrison loves Chad. He needs Chad. This season needed Chad because JoJo sucks.
Oh, you're the
worst.
The
rest of these guys suck. Without Chad, we got nothing. Admit it.
I was happy to see Nick step up, take off his sport coat, and challenge Chad to a fist fight right there in the studio.
Is that right?
That's right.
But Chad had a great excuse.
He did. Let's hear his weak-ass excuse.
I'm going to bring it down to your level right now, okay? Since that's the only way you can communicate. You just sit up there and own up to this that you've created, or I'm right here. Come on. You want to settle this?
You want to fight me? I'm probably pretty sure we should probably not do that, both in dress shoes.
What?
You're a coward, dude.
We're both going to fall down either way. It's just going to look stupid. Like, think about your thoughts before you say them.
You're a coward.
We'll deal with this later.
Wow.
If you don't look at Chad and you just listen to him, he sounds like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, well, we shouldn't do this because we're both in dress shoes.
Why don't you think, what you say?
Think about your thoughts before you say them, why don't you? It's ridiculous. We're not going we'll finish this later.
Wasn't he the one? Wasn't he the one threatening everybody?
Oh yeah, he was going to hunt Jordan down after the show to murder him. That's what he was saying.
Wow.
False bravado, pathetic.
Hey, it's also false bravado. Let's be fair to Nick from Fort Lauderdale, the filter bag of the gene pool. Let's be honest about him. Who takes a freaking jacket off right in the middle of a TV show with lights, camera, action, you're mic'd up, you got all this stuff going on, and you're going to fight Chad?
Yeah, go time.
You know he's not going to fight you.
You're standing right there.
Oh, God.
We can't do it. We have our dress shoes on. That wouldn't be smart.
Both
fall. Think about your thoughts before you say them.
Some dress shoes have rubber soles these days, and they could have had a good fight.
Sure. Then my boy Chris Harrison, he actually grills Chad and says, you did, let's face it, threaten to hunt Jordan down to his home. What about that?
What about with Jordan?
With Jordan?
You threatened to, like, hunt him down and find him after
right.
the show.
Right, I never said what I'd do. Maybe I'll show up to his house and bring him some candies, you know?
Oh,
see, that guy, wasn't that a clever, slick little answer he had there?
F that guy.
Your boy, P?
Yeah, yet we're drinking up Chad. Look, I'm not on Chad's team.
You're team Chad.
You're so Chad.
Nobody's been more team
about
Chad.
Some of this stuff.
You're driving the Chadillac.
But I don't like these. I'm not going to sit there on the side of these other guys who suck. I'm counterculture.
Yeah, it's you. Then Chris Harrison asked him, you punched a wall during the course of the show, bloodied your knuckles. What was that all about?
On a side note, I've never understood why guys punch walls. It's never going to end well.
Well, the wall's never going to do anything back.
No, they don't fight back, but they don't ever give.
That's true. It was a very hard wall. My hand hurt for a while.
But so why punch the wall?
I think it was better than saying bad words.
It was better than saying
bad
words.
This guy makes no sense with anything he says.
Hey, but they did prove that Evan pushed Chad first.
They didn't prove that at all.
They totally proved it. It was proven to the whole crowd. Now, come on, be honest, Ralph. I'll come to your side of the... It's an election year. I'll come to your side of the bridge if you come to mine.
No one pointed out that he was trying to move around him, and that's why he touched Chad as they were crossing in that narrow aisleway.
He violently pushed Chad. And
Chad didn't even move.
It caused Chad to go into hormonal rage where he ripped Evan's shirt and punched a door.
So they said to Chad, you didn't move. He's like, well, I probably, it's because I have great balance. That's why.
P is drinking the Chad coffee.
Sure is.
Jeez.
And did you notice he had a toothpick in his mouth for most of the show, P? He's a toothpick guy. Any guy who's got the toothpick in the corner of his mouth, that's a douchebag.
All right, I'm reeling now.
So Chad finally sits down. They bring JoJo out. JoJo talks about the fact that she broke up with Luke and she sent Chase home after the fantasy suite. A lot of mileage was covered without Chad, and Chad would have none of that, so he wanted to talk to JoJo. Now, keep in mind, Chad has been dating several of the ex-girlfriends of some of the guys on the show that he lived with.
And that's the best.
Is that right?
To Florida and to Northern California, I believe. Or Nashville, to dip into the pool of social media where he found the ex-girlfriend of Robbie, the swimmer, and the ex-girlfriend of, help me out, Ralph, it's...
Grant the firefighter.
Oh, yeah, big chin fire guy from San Francisco, who I did hear from an unnamed source dumped his girlfriend days before.
But how pathetic is this guy that he has to hunt down the ex-girlfriends of the guys he was on the show with just to try to get a rise out of them?
Yeah, they're ex-girlfriends. They're not current.
Yeah, but he hooked up with them anyway just to do his thing, man.
But why would he have to hunt down those women instead of just being with other women?
Because Chad moves in mysterious ways.
So he needs to talk to JoJo. JoJo's on stage. He's not getting in.
He's a villain.
He's out of attention. He's out of the limelight. He has to somehow insinuate his way back into the show.
There's no show without Chad.
There's plenty of show. Chad is the worst.
You want Chad on that stage.
Look,
you need him on that stage.
I think I agree with Petros in that he provides so much entertainment, even though he's a complete a-hole.
Here he is with the, there's two guys left now
Thank
in
you.
JoJo's life, right?
Okay.
She's got Robbie and she's got Jordan, the two men she's going to be deciding between to spend the rest of her life with.
This is the best moment of the show by far.
And so Chad does. Can I speak? Can I say words? Can I say words?
Can I talk? Can I say words?
Hey, Chad.
Sup? All right. Well, yeah, first off, I want to say, unfortunately, I wish you didn't listen to all the guys, but it was great to get to meet you. I do wish you the best of luck. Obviously, you know, we more, ISO, than everyone else knows that Robbie broke up with his girlfriend days before filming in order to be on the show with you.
Oh.
And we both know that Jordan is a liar, cheater, whose own older brother won't even talk to him.
Come on.
So I do wish you the best of luck in your relationship endeavors. No response.
Oh, I could go off right now.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
It's not even worth my time.
Do it.
Wait, no, because he loves this. This is what he wants. He loves the attention, and we're giving it to him, so he's not even worth my breath.
JoJo, put the hammer down.
This is like a therapy session last night.
So sweet.
He will be on The Bachelor in Paradise for the rest of his life. He has made a career.
I don't know, P. If you've seen the trailer, you know Chris Harrison pulls him out in front of everyone and says, these people are here for Bachelor in Paradise. You've made it Bachelor in Hell.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
There's only one guy that can turn paradise into hell.
All right, so where are we in the premise of the show, which is to get JoJo married up?
Nobody
What's happening
cares.
There?
Nobody cares.
I care.
Ralph doesn't care.
I'm here for the right reasons.
So next week
and
she
JoJo,
picks between the final two?
JoJo makes her final choice Monday night next week. We get to see who she will spend the rest of her days with forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, effeminate ex-swimmer versus effeminate ex-quarterback.
Why don't you and Chad just get a room, P? Because you know that's what you want, man. You want him to be rough with you and say, P, why don't we go out and have some dinner?
All right.
I want to rub my face on his chin and his cheek beard.
We will look forward to next Tuesday here at the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll look for you this afternoon on AM 570. It's been the Bachelorette Report.
Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on the Bachelorette.
Oh! All right, phones are open right now. 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
This is the part where you pick up the phone and call us, be part of the show, something that we're missing, something you'd like us to be talking about. You got a question, you got a comment, you got a problem, you got a complaint. We are here for you. We are ready to believe. 1-800-520-1067. Why are you looking at me like
just
that, Ralph?
Because. Just move on.
Your call's next on Kevin Beats. What's good right after this on K-Rock? 1-800-520-1067. That's our number. Your call's on any topic. It's time for Kevin Beats. What's good?
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, call up. So we could be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good? All right, we got a nice cross section of calls here. Why don't we start with David? He is in Culver City, up first, line 8, please, to get us going here.
Hey, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's good?
I have a similar story to what Bean was saying about, you know, calling people and getting the automated service.
All right, let me pause right there. As I had another breakdown this week, as I have been more frequently having when I have to deal with customer service. I'm not mentally prepared to be able to handle what they put you through when you try to get a live person on the phone to get a problem solved. And I almost had another breakdown after waiting 48 minutes on a call with Microsoft to find out they couldn't help me with my problem, but they'd be happy to connect me with someone who could. So that's what you're calling about, David. You've had similar experiences?
Yes, I had one with the bank, and I actually had a breakdown because I walked into Bank of America to cash a check. They asked me if I had an account. I said, no. Would you like to open an account? And I said, no. And the girl continued, why don't you want an account? Is your credit good? You know what? What part of no don't you understand? And then she said, okay, well, we're going to have to charge you $5 to cash your check. And then I said, well, go ahead. And then she said, oh, I need to talk to the manager. So the manager comes over and she says, why don't you have an account? You could have, you know, you could, you don't have to, you can afford not to pay the $5. You know, you could avoid that. And I said, you're holding my check hostage for $5. I said, if I open an account with Bank of America and I give somebody a check, you think I want them to come in here and they have to pay $5 so that they won't have, you know, because they don't have an account?
Right.
And I figured, I told, you know what, just give me my money or, I mean, this is why I don't have an account. And they just looked at me and the manager just looked over to the girl and said, don't charge them the $5.
Okay, so you ended up winning.
Wow, you won.
You won, but what a hassle to go through to just get a check cashed.
I understand that, and it was only $80. That's what upsets me, that they just don't get it. No, no, no. Once you hear no, don't continue with anything.
Yeah.
The manager said that's how they train them.
Well, they're trying to get new customers. Look, I don't blame them for asking you, but you're right. Once you say no, just help you.
Right.
Good call. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's go to South Central Line 5. This is going to be Will. He's next on the Kevin DeBeat Show.
Hey, Will.
This is Will. How you doing? Long time listener and second time caller.
All right. Thank you for listening.
What can we do for you?
What's up,
good?
Will?
Yeah, I was just calling because I am living in the hood in South Central. I want you guys to know you have a major following of brothers hanging out here listening to The Rock.
Is that right?
For sure it is. I rock you guys out every morning. I'm an Uber driver, so I get out here and I have my customers jumping in the car. You guys have them laughing and crying and acting crazy.
Will, have you ever?
You guys make my morning every morning.
Have you ever picked up somebody that asked you to please change the station?
No, never. As a matter of fact, most people get in the car and everybody knows you guys.
Wow. That is weird.
Shocking.
Look, I'm not trying to stereotype or generalize, but I will be honest. When I think of the Kevin and Bean audience, there aren't a lot of black faces. It's like the Republican National Convention in my mind.
Well, no, no. If you actually saw your crowd, you'd probably see a whole lot of salt and pepper, actually. A little bit of blue and red.
But I feel like we're not cool enough for black folks. I feel like you would just make fun of us if you listened to
Bean,
us.
Bean, I had five different people. Actually, go ahead.
Well, Bean, you might kind of be on that side a little bit. But, you know, you guys have Allie, you guys have Ralph, you guys have Bear Mug. Dude, you guys are a hip show.
Okay, as long as you're listening for everything but Kevin and Bean, then I can totally accept it. What were you saying, Kevin?
I was saying I was at Comic-Con, and there were five different people that came up to me, five black guys that came up to me and said, hey, we're big fans. And I was like, all right. I don't know. I feel like I'm with Bean, that we're not cool enough to listen to.
No, you guys are cool enough all to right. listen to, and the topics that you hit are really interesting. So,
all right.
Well,
thank you. Thank you, Will. You're very
you,
kind.
Will.
That's a very kind call, and we really appreciate you dialing in today and for listening. Let's do one more real quick. Let's make it Robert, line one. He's in Los Angeles. Let's see what he's got on his mind.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. So I've been hitting up all these stores, taking advantage of the back-to-school sales in anticipation of the Friends and Helpers drop-off that you guys
How awesome
do
are you?
Thank you.
This is Friends and Helpers. This is the charity that my wife... mainly with some volunteers runs. I don't have much to do with that side of it, but we are doing a back-to-school drive. Friendsandhelpers.org is the website, and anybody would go there and consider it, that would be very cool. You're already getting stuff.
I've gotten quite a bit of stuff. I'm trying to get the most value out of my dollar. You know, they have those big, huge sales that drive you in, and I just buy boxes of the stuff.
What a good dude you are.
Now, from what I remember, Kevin, from when your wife came in a couple weeks ago to announce the kickoff of Back to School, you're not doing it the same this year as usual, right? You have a ton of different drop-off locations
yes.
people can go by, not on a specific date and time, but anytime, right?
Yeah. Where were you talking about, Robert?
Usually you do it at Galpin and Ford. I remember that. But I did go to the website, and I did see there are a few different drop-off dates, which I can totally do. I was just wondering if there was a specific Kevin and Bean drop-off day that you
okay,
have.
Okay, I think... Wow, this is not good. I think it's August 30th, July.
Don't go to Kevin for information.
Wait, it's either July 30th or August 30th.
I think it's probably July 30th. I believe
they started in August when I looked at the website.
Oh, so maybe it's August 30th?
I'm thinking.
That would be awfully close to back-to school time, Kevin.
Yes, it would.
That'd be really
cutting any sense.
Yeah, that'd be cutting it way too close for the start of school.
See, this is why they don't let me have any information.
Robert, you're a great American. You're doing the right work, but keep an eye on the website. That's where you'd get the accurate information. And thank you for contributing, okay?
And thank you and your wife. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
And it's friendsandhelpers.org, right, Kevin?
Yes.
If people want more information about helping people in need this time of year. All right, great calls. Thank you so much. Justin Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll talk to him next coming up here on K-Rock. What's
good? It's time for Dodger baseball.
Well, it almost is. The boys in blue start playing today at 12:10 this afternoon. And, Kevin, you and I are going to be blamed if they lose because Justin Turner from the Dodgers is on the phone right now, literally walking out onto the field to start practicing. Hey, Justin, how are you, man?
It's time for the line went dead.
What happened?
I'm telling you, that was the timing of it. Vin said, oh, there he is. Okay. When Vin was talking, the phone went dead. Okay.
Phone went dead, but now he's back on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you at Dodger Stadium right now? We understand you're literally on the field getting ready to start warming up today.
Not quite. It is an early game, though. I'm on my way into the field.
On your way. Okay, fantastic. Well, it's great to have you on for the first time here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We've certainly been enjoying you, particularly the second half of this season. It must be – I can't imagine anything more fun in sports than being on a baseball team that's having the kind of fun and is on a tear like you guys have been in the last few weeks.
Yeah, things have been going pretty good for us. Our pitching's been doing great for us all year long, and the offense has been – kind of trying to play catch up, and I think we finally are getting what we expected out of every guy 1 through 9 in the lineup, and it has been a lot of fun showing up to the field when guys are swinging the bats well and the pitchers are doing their job and the bullpen's been outstanding and one of the best defensive teams in baseball. So everything's going good for us. Right?
You're making up so much ground too. I mean, to just be 2.5 back from first place right now is just—it's amazing considering how things were looking at one point this season.
Yeah, you know, that's why we play the long schedule. Teams get hot and play probably out of their minds for a while, and the Giants were pretty ridiculous in the first half. They didn't lose too many games, but I thought we did a good job of hanging in there with them and. We knew eventually they'd come back down to earth, and now they are right now. And you look up, and now we're 2.5 games back. So I guess that's the beauty of the long season.
What's the difference in hitting from the beginning of the season when you weren't having a great season until after the All-Star break? You've just been on fire. That's 100% mental?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really put a finger on it. I did have a microfracture surgery this off season, so I was coming back from that. Even though I felt 100% healthy from day one, you don't know if you really truly trust that health, and maybe that had something to do with it. And I felt like I was taking good at bats in the beginning of the year and wasn't getting a lot of results to show for it, but I just kind of kept going and kept working, and eventually. Made one small adjustment at the plate up in San Francisco, and from that day I hit a home run off of Castillo, the closer, and from that point things have been going really good for me.
Yeah, it's every once in a while you'll see a list of the hardest things to do in sports, and hitting a Major League Baseball is always at the top of that list, and it's just such a mystery. Like you said, Justin, just the tiniest little adjustment for whatever reason lets you see the ball in a way that you couldn't yesterday, and that just must be so frustrating, but also feels so great when you finally figure it out.
Yeah, it really is a constant battle I know it's a cliche, they say it's a game of adjustments, but everyone's making adjustments, and the crazy part is that one adjustment that I made that day that got me feeling great, I probably made 30 or 40 other adjustments after that to try to continue to maintain that feeling. So, like you said, it is the hardest thing to do in sports. You have to swing a round bat, hit a round ball, and the guy that's out there 6 inches away is changing speeds and spinning it and making it move all different directions. So it's definitely not easy. But when you do click it in and you do have that good feeling, there's not a better feeling in the world.
Sure. We're going to talk about your event at Dodger Stadium for a great cause coming up here in just a second that's happening this weekend. But I want to go back in time for just a minute. When you're growing up as a kid, you're born in Long Beach, you go to Mayfair and Lakewood, you have a lot of success as a high school player, then you go to Cal State Fullerton, win the World Series with them. All that time you're playing those games, are you dreaming of being a Dodger? Is that the hometown team you want to play for?
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up My whole family is huge Dodger fans, so, and I tell the story all the time. One of my first baseball memories is I was laying on the floor at my grandparents' watching the World Series in 88, and Gibby came off the bench and got a home run, and listening to Vin Scully call the game, obviously. He's a legend. And that was one of my first baseball memories. So the Dodgers have been ingrained in me. I have a lot of friends who are huge Dodger fans. So in order to come back home and play for my hometown team, definitely a dream come true. And obviously, was huge for me. My career really turned around once I came back here.
Yeah, I mean, you went to Baltimore first and then the Mets and then finally ended up here. Were you sort of bummed, or were you just happy that you were in the major leagues?
And starting with Baltimore,
yeah,
and the Mets, no, I was just excited to reach my dream. You know, I don't think, I think you asked it earlier, but yeah, it would be great to play for your hometown team. But I think any kid growing up would love to just play on any team in the major leagues. And that's kind of where I was at. And very grateful to the Baltimore Orioles. They gave me an opportunity. And then the Mets did the same thing. They gave me a chance to stick. I spent 4 years over there. So that was awesome. But my entire professional career, I started actually in the minor leagues with the Reds, and they were out on the East Coast too. So my entire professional career, I played on the East Coast. So it was a big sigh of relief to be able to come back home and get a chance to spend a summer in L.A. for the first time in over 10 years. So.
Sure. You mentioned the great Vin Scully, who's a national treasure. He's only got a few weeks left calling baseball, a team he's been with for over 60 years. Do you guys ever run into him? Do you rub shoulders with Vin at all?
Yeah, I see him in the elevator every once in a while. He's carrying all his game notes and heading to his box, and he's just great. I can't say enough about him. I remember the first time I met him, I was actually with the Mets here in L.A. playing the Dodgers, and he came in the visiting clubhouse, and it was a pretty special moment. He came up to me, and he started talking to me and telling me stories about myself, and I had never met him before. And I'm like, holy cow, I don't even understand how you know this stuff. It was an instant connection for us. You know, he's a redhead, so he came up to me, and he was saying how much he appreciated me being a redheaded baseball player, and we took a picture, and it was a pretty cool moment. And then, you know, little did I know, 4 years later, I'd be playing games every night where he was getting to
That's pretty cool. That's beautiful. All right. Speaking of Vin, he is going to be honored. This is a great event that Justin is calling us about today. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation's second annual Blue Diamond Gala, and it's happening tomorrow, July 28th at Dodger Stadium. And Vin is going to be honored there. It's chaired by Shelley and Irving Azoff, and all of the players and managers, trainers, everybody's going to be there, right, interacting with the public. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah, that's right. We did this last year as well, and you know, we didn't have the concert part of it, but we had a dinner and a fashion show, which Ted Baker sponsored. It was pretty funny. But this year it's going to be a little bit more lax setting. Fleetwood Mac's coming in. They're going to do a concert.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. Apparently, there's a pretty good list of celebrities that are supposed to show up. Not just us Dodgers and. You know, it's all for the Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation, which does so much in the community to make our community a better place. They have their RBI program. They have their Dream Field program. I think the RBI program allows 6,000 kids, boys and girls, to play baseball and softball in the Dream Field, opens up new fields all the time, all around the community, so kids have a safe place to go play. So they're doing a great job, and it's a great event, and we're looking forward to it.
It really is. I mean, the Dodgers have been known for decades of being very, very involved in the community and helping to raise money and help people in need, and they continue to do it with this foundation that you mentioned. So I want to give out the ticket information, Dodgers.com. So on the Dodgers website, hashtag gala. That's all you have to know if you want to look for details on the second annual Blue Diamond Gala. It's going to be tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium. As Justin mentioned, lots of surprise guests are going to be there. Fleetwood Mac is going to be performing their only 2016 scheduled performance, and a tribute to the great Vin Scully as well. So that sounds like a lot of fun. All right, Justin, we'll let you get to work, man. Go against the Rays today. Good luck, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for
Great to
me
have
on.
You on. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I just think it's too much for one caller to give a prize like this.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. It seems like the type of thing you should have to qualify
Right, but it's
for.
Wednesday, and we've been doing it all week.
And
already.
I think our callers deserve good things.
Okay. Talking about a trip for two, round-trip airfare and hotel included to New York City.
New York City!
21 pilots at Madison Square Garden. It's August 11th. Look for them on the Suicide Squad soundtrack with their great song called Heathens. This game is called Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
Now, Ralph, you mentioned that we're looking for contestants who know their Batman villains.
Right, because Suicide Squad, the film, is filled with Batman villains. You have Killer Croc, you have the Joker, you have Harley Quinn, you mm-hmm. have Katana, you have Deadshot. These are all people who have gone up against Batman at one time or another in the comics. And so I thought, since there's so many of them in Suicide Squad, it would be fun to play Title Fight with the boys trying to describe to our listeners the names of Batman villains. Now, keep in mind, they can't use pop culture reference. If the villain was the Joker, they couldn't say, Heath Ledger played him. You can't go that. You have to use words to try to get them to say the words that are the names of these
words
villains.
Words that have nothing to do with their actual
Right. You have to drive them
character.
Towards the actual words themselves and not okay. so much about the character.
Well, that makes this game hard.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's a challenge.
Right.
All right. So you are the commissioner, Ralph. Who are our contestants? Who's going to be playing today with our listeners?
We have Anthony from Pico Rivera.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
And we have Nathan from Lake Elsinore will be our other contestant.
Hey, okay. Nathan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
All right, Anthony, you get to go first or have to go first, depending on how you look at it. So we're going to give you your choice of contestants on this side of the radio. Do you want Dave the King of Mexico, who is a terrible player, or do you want Beer Mug, who might even be worse? It's up to you.
I am undefeated, for the record.
That is just a lie.
Stupid.
You're the Donald
Awful.
Trump of title fight.
I have the best words.
Anthony, who do you want?
I'm going to go with Mugs.
Mugs.
Good choice,
Dave. Dave, he
Mugs.
Picked Beer wow. Mug.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go to New York. It's
You're
cool.
going first. I'll give you your choice. You get to choose list one or list two of the names and title.
Beer Mug.
Number one.
Beer Mug
Number
and Dave
one.
Have not seen this list yet. They're right. just seeing it for the first time.
Hand them out now. They won't look at them until the clock starts.
And right. 45 seconds on the clock.
All right, Anthony.
If you get stuck, you can move on and then go back.
Right. You ready,
All right,
Anthony?
Let's go list two, yeah.
All right. Okay. And go.
All right, this is a famous hockey team in Pittsburgh.
Penguins.
Okay, not one plus one is?
Two. Mr. Penguin.
What? No.
What?
Next, no, one plus one, this is on
Two.
Your... No. Okay, pass. When you go create, when you're angry at somebody and you something you put on your head.
Hat.
Okay, when you're angry.
Mad Hatter.
Boom. This is a famous household animal and another name for a lady.
Catwoman.
Okay, you catch these and you put them in jars in the South.
Pass.
Okay, this is a plant.
Okay.
All right, he got
right.
three.
Three?
He got
three.
45. You were so Not close to Two-Face.
Yeah.
So close Two-Face. To Two-Face.
Yeah. Two-Face. Anthony was hung up still on Penguin for some reason.
Yeah, okay.
You already got that one.
By the way, Beer Mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beer Mug, all right.
That was not easy. Bad.
You scared, I mean, Dave? You scared?
Easy. No, those are easy.
Yeah, Mad Hatter, you got Catwoman. The last one was Firefly we were trying to get.
That's what you catch in jars.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with Beer Mug, and Dave is going to suck, but let's see what Nathan, see what Nathan how he's feeling about that. Nathan, you worried three is going to be the number to beat here, sir.
Not worried at all. I got Dave, the King of Mexico, on my side.
Word. Okay. Let's
you need,
do this, Nathan.
You need to get 4 and 45 seconds to win.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
And go.
All right. This is a question.
The Riddler.
Yeah. All right. The opposite of hot.
Dr. Freeze.
Nope. What?
Something else.
Cold.
Yes, but it's not a... it's the female, not...
Pass.
No, you had it right. Just think it's not doctor, though.
Oh, Freeze.
Yes, but it's not a female.
Mr. Freeze.
Yes! All right, cool. They put these in Iowa to keep the corn safe.
Scarecrow.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. It's like Play-Doh.
Silly Putty.
It's something like that, but keep going.
Clay.
All right. And then it's on your head.
Oh!
So what the hell is Clayface?
Clayface.
What is Clayface, Commissioner?
Clayface is a Batman villain. He's got awesome. He's got the ability to change his appearance because he's got a clay face.
I wanted to hear how Dave was going to do his next one, which was Bane. What could he possibly have said?
The plank of
all
your
right,
existence.
So Anthony and Nathan are tied up, right, with three apiece?
Yep.
We have to go to sudden death, and we just put one up there, and then whoever gets it fastest, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Why
here
not?
Here is yours. These are your bonus.
All right, let's go back to Anthony.
Back to Anthony. We'll keep a track of how fast, how quickly you get this one answer, Anthony, and then
come on, Anthony.
Whoever gets it quickest out of you and Nathan will be the winner. So
Nathan's better than you, Anthony.
You and Beer Mug going again, Anthony.
All right. You ready?
Sure. You keep an eye on the clock to give us a time here at the end. Okay. Here we go.
Ready. Go.
Okay. Okay. You tell time on this.
Clock.
Okay, and then not the queen.
Clock king.
Boom.
Got it.
Boom. Okay.
How much time on that, Chip?
How about that? 13 and a half seconds.
13 and a half, okay.
All right. That's the number to beat. Let's see what Nathan's got.
You got this, Nathan.
All right.
Yeah, but he's got Dave
as his
partner.
You don't have this.
Stupid clay face. That's not even a real character. That's not a real villain.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Go.
A dummy is used by this guy.
The puppet master.
No, another word for it.
The puppet master.
Come on. The dummy?
The ventriloquist.
Wow, how much time?
That was 13.88.
Anthony's the winner.
13.88.
Beer Mug wins with Anthony.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. Unbelievable. That was crazy.
Wow. Down to 0.3 seconds.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, Nathan. So close.
Yeah, they gave
so
us a close. BS.
Should have picked me,
villain.
Nathan.
No, it's with Clayface. That's BS.
Clayface is a legendary Batman villain.
He has Two-Face.
Hey, first time playing.
Poison Ivy.
Can we congratulate Anthony?
Yes. No, Anthony sucks.
Anthony, you've won a trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden. Check them out on the Suicide Squad soundtrack with their great song called Heathens. Round trip, airfare, and hotel. And thanks to both contestants and both players and the commissioner.
Clayface.
This has been Title Fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Familiar with this at all, Ralph?
I'm putting Edmund.
You don't need to do that. That's happening naturally.
Yeah, that's already happening.
I don't know what you're...
In fact, in some areas down by the Newport, apparently you can only hear a Spanish language radio station at 106.7 instead of ours.
You're going to hear that everywhere pretty soon.
Well, it's very possible that we're on our way to... Musica, yes.
Here's the thing. Most radio stations in Southern California have about 100,000 watts of power.
At least 50.
K-Rock, not exaggerating, not under-exaggerating, we have 5,000.
You're a 5,000-watt blowtorch. That's what you mean.
Can you be a blowtorch if you're only 5,000 watts?
All right, we're a Bic lighter, but still.
We're barely on the air anyway.
Correct.
In the best of conditions,
right.
We're barely on the air. So I guess the only reason I wanted to bring this up was to say, if you do get into a situation and there are a lot of places on your commute or whatever that take you to where you can't get K-Rock, you have trouble on the radio, don't forget you can always stream the show and stream the station through radio.com, through tunein.com. There are other ways to hear it in better quality than sometimes you get over the FM.
But so, if you are not able to hear the show, really, count your blessings.
I mean, consider yourself
lucky. Where's the victim there?
No,
really.
I think you meant to say podcast.
Oh, right. Or you can listen to the podcast.
That's what I think you meant.
You could listen to the podcast.
Right.
The
podcast and maybe get one or two showbiz beats. Because that's apparently all Kevin Bean really think that
9:46, time for one of the showbiz beats that you won't hear on the podcast yourself.
Right. All of your pleas, why don't you put all the showbiz beats on the podcast? They are falling on deaf ears, apparently. There's no interest in making that happen. But for those of you who listen live,
I think the signal dropped. I think we're not
like
hearing
to hear the showbiz beats. I appreciate
it's weird,
those of you who tune
Ralph
in.
Ralph is here, and now it sounds like he's gone.
Some people really like them, but it's not important to put them in. It's because that's how they feel. And I'm sorry to anyone who's having problems listening.
To K-Rock, if you're having a problem with the station, I'm sorry if there's any sort of odd sounds.
Why did you
then, I just hope that it's probably us, or it might be your radio. Just try tuning. Just hit the radio really hard if you're hearing weird sounds or if my voice is not clear. Just keep punching the radio. Just keep hitting it, and then...
Hey, it worked. See? Just keep punching the radio.
Oh, nice job. Way to hit.
Why do some people tune out?
Yeehaw.
We're grateful for any single person that listens to this show because it's just a moving disaster.
Sometimes just a sitting disaster.
That's
sometimes
true.
It's not even moving anywhere. It's just laying there.
Now hiring both locations.
It's laying there like one of those sea lions that just suns itself on the wharf.
Just, get this weak stock out of here.
Just being all smelly and just laying in the sun, barely moving, and just making a general nuisance of itself.
Yep. No good.
No good indeed.
No good. Ariana Grande? She's in the news.
Ariana Grande?
Yep. She and her boyfriend Ricky Alvarez have called it quits. Aww.
He's not the one that carried her to the stage and back, is he?
No, there was someone who was hired for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
He was a staffer. No, Ricky was the one she was licking the donuts with.
Oh.
On the donut show. The donut licker.
Her donut licker buddy.
Donut licker, by the way, sounds like a real insult for someone who's not quite as sharp as they should be. Yeah.
That bond wasn't enough to keep them together?
No. When we first spotted them together last summer, they were licking those donuts in that surveillance camera. But now, they've gone separate ways. Ariana has deleted all the Instagram posts that featured photos of her and her former boyfriend, and she hinted at her new single status on Twitter by saying, "Life is wild. Change is effing fantastic." So, guessing she's getting her crawler licked someplace else. You know what I'm saying? Getting her donut licked.
Right.
Donuts.
Yum, yum. Give me some of that.
Yuri Harris has passed away. Ah, Yuri. She was probably best known as the TV psychic Miss Cleo.
Total scam artist.
Now, Kevin, you can't really
total
say that.
Total scam artist, right?
She starred in the commercials for the Psychic Readers Network back in the 90s. And you would call up Miss Cleo and you would ask her questions and she would give you truthful answers based on her psychic ability.
Which was zero.
Well, if...
100% scam.
Not... I think 100% may be a bit harsh. She wasn't a psychic per se.
Right, at all.
Or nor was she named Cleo.
Right.
But
at least...
She was at least Jamaican, right?
Well, there's some debate over that as well.
But at least they charged you money to call.
Right. That much was true.
Okay, so scam.
You got to ask the questions.
Right.
They promised you that, and that came through.
Right.
You got to ask questions.
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
The married one.
That's what me thought. Don't go. You hear me?
Hmm.
And you know what? You're not listening to me because I see you going. I see you going. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to help you to avoid the heartache. Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
Call 1-800-355-3765.
S-C-A-M.
Sounds legit to me.
The power of the tarot, Kevin.
Sure.
Right? She was born in Los Angeles, by the way. And continued her career in voice work by voicing a character for Grand Theft Auto Vice City and other characters as well. She passed away in Palm Beach County, Florida at the age of 53 this week, so that's sad news.
Didn't see it coming either.
See? Because she's a psychic and she should have!
Not a psychic. Chip's flipping me off.
Yep, she sure is.
Doing the right thing.
A lot of people are upset this week because the DNC has been cutting into the two-night Bachelor event over there on ABC.
I do feel like those are different audiences.
Well, yeah, if you're tuning in and you want to see The Bachelor...
Right. You're probably not happy with it.
You're not interested in watching Bill Clinton...
Right.
...talk about all the accomplishments his wife has done in her years of public service. No, you want to see Chad eating some meat.
Getting in a fight.
Oh, Chad was eating some meat last night. They had Chad in his trailer with a security guard posted so he couldn't hurt anyone. He was just in his trailer just eating a big plate of meat.
Okay.
He's eating that meat.
Is that code?
Nope.
Okay.
It was a big plate of cold cuts, and Chad was chowing down.
I'm glad they showed that on TV.
Host Chris Harrison warned fans on Twitter that there would be a delay, and some of the Bachelorette would be interrupted. Some things are out of my control. He tweeted, so people responded by giving suggestions on how to cut the convention short. Like throw Kanye West on stage, someone suggested to, well, I'm going to let you finish, but, and then just, you know, let him go. Some people are suggesting Chris Harrison should run for president to fix this injustice.
So a lot of good.
Is it too late for him to?
A lot of good ideas.
Get involved?
Really, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat, really. How bad could it be? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Taylor Schilling's 32 years old. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers turns 39. Maya Rudolph, love her. She was on great on Maya and Marty this season, 44 years old. And Triple H, the wrestler's 47. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today on K-Rock at 5 p.m. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Dr. Drew on the program. We have Jim Rome talking sports. We have a brand-new internet roundup and your trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden. That is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.